What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Cosmonaut Wrestling. I am Kyle Arado, virtually sitting alongside Matt Acarpio. Let's get right into another wrestling rumors roundup and everything that you need to know about the WWE.
It looks like we're doing this weekly now, keeping you guys updated, but I honestly do like it. After WrestleMania, there have been certainly much rumors that we have been hearing about. Let's honestly just jump right into them. We did post a video prior this one just a few days ago about more rumors about Roman Reigns. Could he be retiring? Sasha Banks, all that stuff. But let's get into this week. Starting fresh, we start with Daniel Bryan. So according to WrestleZone.com, Daniel actually announced a few days ago that he was feeling a complete disconnection during his match at WrestleMania versus Roman and Edge for that Universal Championship. So what he actually had to say, I'm going to quote this. It was really bizarre, just really, really bizarre. You know, it's funny. It's been 9 days now since it happened, and it's taken me time to fully process what the experience actually was like, because it wasn't normal, because it wasn't like a normal thing. It was really weird. I felt very out of body in it. It was so weird. So, people are thinking this could be Daniel's time and his time to go from the company.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think it'd be the opposite way around with the first time seeing fans in over a year, but maybe the shine kind of overwhelmed him a little bit. I don't want to say that because he's performed great at WrestleMania, but, you know, after not seeing fans for a year, sometimes it's a system shock, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, let's move to the next one. This is according to People.com. Ronda Rousey actually just revealed earlier today, Wednesday, that she's actually pregnant.
Expecting a baby, yeah.
Maybe in what, 4 months? Right on their
YouTube channel. September.
The video.
September, I think. Yeah, mid-September, they were saying. Congratulations to her and her husband, Travis Brown, there. And, you know, seems like the WWE superstars have baby fever these days. We got Lacey Evans having a baby. We had Becky Lynch just have a baby. Now Ronda Rousey. Something in the water over at the WWE.
So going from good news, let's move on from good news to, well, not just bad news, but just, oh man, what a disgust.
Gut wrenching.
So this is about almost a week old, but Charlotte Flair actually fined on this week's Raw, where she faced Asuka, of course, in the main event, Rhea Ripley ringside. But before Raw went off air, Charlotte actually attacked a bunch of officials who tried to calm her down after going nuts after the match. So she's just upset about not being booked at Mania. So WWE fined her for $100,000 for actions. She kicked all the refs and stuff like that, got their hands on them. So,
oh man.
Yeah, there's $100,000. I don't think she's going to be too happy about that. Let's go to the next one. I am certainly not happy to hear about this.
Yeah, me neither.
According to SportsKita.com, Randy Orton actually possibly injuring himself big time during last week's Monday Night Raw during his match with Riddle. So Riddle beat him via a roll-up, which is actually quite surprising. I guess it was said that he was supposed to face Braun Strowman, but Vince canceled that, and it was him versus Riddle. But I guess Orton was in the corner, and Riddle was actually going to German suplex him, but Orton kind of pushed him off and kind of just punched him with his opposite arm for the rest of the match and didn't really use his shoulder. So I guess now, according to another website, Fightful.com, Randy may be taking a hiatus from WWE.
You know, with how he's carried the brand over these past few years, and he's also getting up there in age like Daniel Bryan, you know, the wear and tear on the body, man. The WWE, even though it might be fake, you know, the injuries are still real, and they put some definite wear and tear on their bodies, that's for sure. I hope Randy recovers, and I wish him the best. Let us know what you were thinking about these rumors, guys. Always like, comment, and subscribe, and we will see you for a NASCAR and a SmackDown recap Saturday and Sunday. Peace out.
He's out, guys.